Mayor Jason Byanski returns after your summer hiatus. Been a while since you've been here.
Love the break. Well, Scott, I was trying to get our mayor pro tem, well, Greg Owens, to come take my place this morning after that 11-hour marathon meeting last night.
But good thing y'all get paid by the hour, isn't it?
Yeah, we do. It's about 2 cents an hour. But today is Mayor Pro Tem Greg Owens' birthday, so I let him off the hook. So I'm here to take all the tough questions for him. But do want to wish him happy birthday. And if you know him, give him a call. And he's probably still sleeping since.
Well, y'all did stay at it kind of late last night.
We started at 10 in the morning, so it was definitely a long day. A lot of important business to discuss, everything from budgets to flooding and all these.
Well, y'all were discussing a retreat. It's almost like you had one, right?
I think we had a retreat yesterday. That's exactly what that was. But it was a good meeting and a lot of good discussion, a lot of good decisions made.
Now, with 5 weeks off, obviously a lot of things had happened, and the water not the least of it. There had been some agenda items that you had planned that you did pull. Kind of give us a little bit of background on what the decision was and why that took place to pull those items.
The five items in regards to some of the flooding concerns, the council had decided that we want to host a larger venued meeting with FEMA. We would like to invite Congressman Bill Flores to attend. I've heard too many rumors and too many citizens talking about what FEMA can and can't do, what they will cover, not cover, who's eligible, who's not eligible. I've had some flooding issues in College Station, mind you, not in Bryan, but lady last night said that College Station doesn't have flooding issues. Well, there's flooding issues.
I've owned a house in College Station.
There's flooding issues in all towns.
Sure.
In this last rain that we had back in May, caused issues in areas that we've never seen flooding issues before. Many of mine that I've never had problems with received some rain. But if we can get FEMA there to talk about what they're covering, what's available. I mean, last night we were told that unless it's owner-occupied, some said, well, if it's an airship, that didn't qualify. If it's this amount, it wouldn't qualify. So I'd like to know. I haven't gone there to talk to them personally. I would like to do that here pretty soon, but if we can bring the officials in and when someone talks about, well, you know, I'm homeless, I can't get my house back together, I didn't have flooding insurance, why isn't that those folks should be covered at some degree? If you're covering folks, if you've got multiple millions of dollars to put into the Brazos Valley for flooding issues, why isn't that couple on Cherry Creek being covered, or Willow Bend? There are some houses that we've submitted to FEMA for buyouts. There are some grants and programs available where they'll come in and buy up severely damaged homes that constantly see repeat flooding on a year-by-year basis, and some of those are eligible. They have flood insurance. All of those have flood insurance, but they constantly flood, so they're eligible. We'll see if we can get some grants for that. But there are a lot of questions that are unanswered. I do appreciate the folks that are in town from FEMA working with our citizens, but I'd like to know a little bit more and see what we can do to work together. As for the city, we've got to see what we can do, what can be resolved. Can we fix the problem? You know, I've asked people, citizens have asked me, Mayor, can we even fix the problem? We had a gentleman last night say it would cost $60-plus million to fix the flooding. Can we fix the flooding in some areas? If you're in a 100-year floodplain, you're going to have flooding issues. Should we look at future development? What can we do to make sure that they don't cause additional problems on the existing neighborhoods? That's something our engineers can look into. We do have a drainage fee that you pay a couple dollars a month as a customer. If you're a commercial business, it could be $7 to $13. It generates about $950,000 a year. We've had it since 1997, not 40 years, but maybe 20 years. And we put all of that money into drainage projects and mapping floodplains and identifying the areas that need to be looked into. If we have easements, we can go into some of the creeks and do some clearing. We've got machinery that'll go in there and clear some of the brush and debris and limbs and trees. But a lot of areas, we do not have easements and it's private property.
And let's stop there. I want to go back to a couple of points. First, let's talk about that. I think Burton Creek was mentioned, but I know there are any number of bodies that have water move through it. And if people throw furniture in there or limbs fall in there, then that can certainly cause the water to not move the way that it was supposed to. So Is that something that as you look at your budget, you decide that I believe there was less than $1 million that's being used for that purpose right now? Do you see that that needs to be an area of increase?
Well, we can look at increasing the drainage fee if that's something the residents...
I'm talking about the expenditure to clear them first. I mean, again, if you're only spending $1 million and there are creeks that were, I think one citizen said last night, he's never seen a city employee in that creek trying to clear out Burton. So that's the first thing is do you then increase the frequency as far as inspections are concerned, as far as service and cleaning those out?
Absolutely. If we're able to clean them out and can clean them out and have the ability to clean them out, I think that's something we definitely continue to do and have been doing. Some of those areas, they're somewhat protected. So, you know, if you wanted to go in there and concrete some of those creeks, you know, there's other hoops that we'd have to jump through as a city to be able to go in there and do that. There's habitats that are protected. You got to love government, federal government, and state government sometimes. They sometimes don't allow you to do what common sense would tell you needs to be done. But if we've bought machinery in the past that'll go in those creeks and kind of mulch up some of the debris and the limbs and the trees. And so that's something we can continue to do. Burton Creek and Briar Creeks we can work on. I think Carter's Creeks and Hudson Creeks are a little more spotty on what we can and can't do. We have received permission from some to go on private property to do some things in the east side of town, but we've got to get permission. And if we don't have easements, I know a lot of folks have said that they're willing to give us easements. That's great. We'll need to obtain those in order to go in there and see what we can do. But the city does need to do more to alleviate flooding where we can. That will make a difference. And I don't know if $950,000 or $1 million makes a difference. Will $4 million make a difference? You know, that's something we'll have to look at and let our engineers and experts decide where that money's best spent. But I do see us increasing funding for drainage concerns. And if that's something we need to look at increasing the fees, then we either put that to the voters of the city of Bryan and let them decide if they want to pay an additional $2, $4, $6, $8, $10 a month for that. If they want their tax rate to go up to cover that, if they want their tax rate to go up to cover the city buying out houses, you know, we have a service called POLCO, P-O-L-C-O. I would ask that you sign up for. We will be doing some surveying on that. Maybe some of the local media will do some surveying. Some of the council members have talked about putting some of those initiatives on the ballot and letting the people decide. But, you know, when you're going through the budget process, there's so many things that need to be done that we've been wanting to do for many years. This is a priority at this point because of some of the flooding we've experienced. We've had folks that have lived in Bryan for a generation and 15, 20 plus years, never experienced flooding problems. Why are you having flooding problems now? What has taken place? Is it new growth, new development, not enough retention ponds that need to be cleaned out and widened or deepened? Those are things I think that we can continue to look into and address and try to alleviate and fix where we can. Will we resolve all the flooding problems in Bryan? I don't know that that's possible, but we need to make a concerted effort as a council, as a city, to address those issues in the best ways we can with the dollars we have.
Well, again, it was a horrible situation, but is it a knee jerk reaction if you end up spending a disproportionate amount of money for an event that does not happen very often within decades? It happens every 4 or 5 decades. Then to make the capital expenditure is something that some people might not be pleased with.
Well, that's why we need to hear from our citizenry. We had 20 households last night that showed up. Several were husband and wife speakers, but 20 plus households that talked about it being a number one priority. Mm-hmm. We have 80,000 population in the city of Bryan. What do the other 79,980 people think about it? Mm-hmm. So we may do some polling on POLCO. Talk with your council members. Send in letters. Talk to us. We've got several council members that are pushing this item. Talk with them. You know, see, let them know what we should be doing and what needs to be done. And the citizens of Bryan think this is the number one priority. I don't think it should take priority over first responders and fire and safety, police and fire. So I do not want to affect those budgets. But we can put off additional parks. We can put off additional sidewalks, some long-term street improvements. Councilmember Simon, or Mayor Pro Tem Owens and Councilmember Simic proposed using a majority of our capital improvement
funds. this is what he said on the show.
I'd be in favor of putting the entire CIP budget towards fixing the flooding issue.
I mean, that was him here on the 15th, and he was saying that he was repeating words he'd said in open council.
And he did what he said he was going to do. Mayor Pro Tem Owens and Councilmember Simic put that on the agenda yesterday to discuss. It'll probably be put back on the agenda in the near future. If it's a number one priority for the citizens of Bryan today, then we need to put it at the top of our list. And that's where the money should come from, in my opinion, the capital improvement funds. It's a five-year program. Things that we're doing today, we're planned 5 years previous. It's usually street projects, street improvements, water and sewer lines, sidewalks, lighting. So we can postpone. I think everything that's underway we'll continue with. I think Councilmember Simic and Mayor Pro Tem Owens did not want to affect some of the major projects that are already underway. I think Old Hearn Road, University Drive extension, or any fire and safety issues. Fire station number 2 is going to be built here in the next few years. They didn't want to delay or postpone any of those health and safety type issues, but everything else, they were willing to vote on that and potentially put off and put all of the money. You're probably looking at $5, $7 million a year into it. And again, that's where I ask our experts. I'm not an engineer. I'm not an expert, definitely not the smartest guy on the council. So if our experts and our city employees and the folks that we hire to look at this, how much will it take to resolve some problems or make a difference? Maybe once every 100 years you're going to have an issue, but maybe not once every 10 years you have an issue. What is that number? Is that $62 million like the gentleman from A&M said last night? Is it because we may be spending a few million dollars a year on it? It may not make a difference. So there may need to be some drastic measures put in place to try to alleviate it. But we can also look at the future and the future development subdivisions and what we can do at that point. But you have to understand some of the areas like Castle Heights on the east side of Bryan, they were annexed I don't know how many years ago before my time. Those houses were built in the 40s or 50s and 60s in the floodplain. They weren't built up to code. So they're in the floodplain. They're always going to flood. Until they're raised, you're going to have some issues. There wasn't anyone at the city back then telling folks that you should raise your slab, 18 inches to keep from flooding. And there was no one to address the floodplain areas. We just finished mapping that back not that many years ago. So now we know the areas that are flooding, the floodplain grows from time to time. So that's been looked at. And then new development, we'll put in retention and detention ponds to address those issues. But a lot of the old developments and, 30, 40, 50 years ago didn't have retention ponds. And so So you compound that growth and those issues. But today in development, they're doing a good job of putting in proper detention to help alleviate some of this. But maybe we need more. And that's where I'll rely on our experts and our city staff who do a wonderful job for us to come up with some recommendations.
Well, I want to give you the opportunity to, of course, mention that you're not going to raise the tax rate. Utility rates are going to stay the same. What's the environment that allows you to be able to do that?
Well, I think our staff does a wonderful job working within our budget and conserving the tax dollars. Council has always been very conservative in regards to the tax rate. We have never increased our tax rate since I've been on the council or been mayor. We have reduced our tax rates in previous years. Right now we're talking about some of these issues. If that's something the citizenry thinks we should look at increasing to cover and improve, then that's something we'll look at. But right now, the council's not looking at increasing tax rates. Water, wastewater, all those rates are going to remain the same, projected to remain the same for the next few years. So our staff does a wonderful job. That includes all our departments and working within their means. But we're still expanding. We're adding more police and fire to the streets. I think three more police officers, more code enforcement, more animal control, three or four more firefighters. And so where they're needed and where our citizenry tell us they want more, police on the streets, we want more firefighters on the trucks. We're continuing to add to the public safety to benefit our citizenry. And and again, not raise taxes.
Anything else you want to add?
Need to mention that we have our next Lunch and Learn series. If you haven't shown up for that, we're going to have to start moving that to a new location in the near future, because we've got a standing room only audience. It's called Picnic with the Parks. It's on July 20th at noon at the municipal building. You can go on to briantx.gov to register or call 209-5008. Marilyn Stroud, our city secretary, and her staff do a wonderful job bringing in various departments, and will provide you a lunch, and you'll get to learn a little bit about what the city of Bryan does and each department on in various months. So, again, I commend our staff. They do a wonderful job, and you know, budget time is not the most exciting time of the year to be on the council. You've got X amount of money. It's just like every household. You've got to spend within your means, and do the most you can for the benefit of the citizenry with what you have. And I think our council and our staff have done a wonderful job in years past. And we continue to cut and conserve where we can without sacrificing the services to our city.
Okay, and we're going to drill down with the budget with Joe tomorrow on the Bryan segment. Thanks for the time this morning.
Joe does a good job for us, so he's a great CFO, so he'll tell you how that works.
All right, we'll look forward to that. Thank you,
Scott.
That's Mayor Jason Bielski from the city of Bryan.